This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Taking your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We will go on the clock, as we do every Thursday, at high noon. We'll give you 60 seconds each, everything you need to know about the Patriots and the Vikings preseason game number two. But joining us right now, as he does every Thursday at 11:30, you heard the music there, Rob Bradford, WEEI and Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. He's brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. At McFarlaneEnergy.com. Bradfo, what's up?
Let me tell you, McFarlane to you both, and I don't know if you heard, but Scott McFarlane, our good friend Scott McFarlane, came on this radio station and it has proclaimed that he will get a Baseballs and Boring tattoo when the Red Sox win the World Series.
Wow, so him and Cora.
Are you starting a cult, Bradford?
I am. Okay. I'm starting a cult. Good That's Lord. Exactly what it is.
These poor guys are getting guilted into tattoo bets.
Now, Keith has a little temporary tattoo on today that I noticed. I was like, did Keith get some new ink over there?
No.
It's like,
My kids go hog wild for these fake tattoos. You should see them head to toe. My daughter looks like Machine Gun Kelly. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, take those off. And like, they stay on for days.
It's a gateway drug.
It is.
I'm just going to tell you. It's a gateway drug.
So do I have the full list? It's Cora. It's Scott McFarlane. Who is anybody else getting
there's a lot. Pete Fatsy.
Mike McFarlane.
Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease, if he wins it for San Diego.
Wow. So there's a lot of balls in the air for different awards.
We're a national brand.
This is actually the smartest thing you can do is find like the eight contending teams, get at least one guy from each team to make this bet, and then you're pretty much guaranteed someone's doing it. There's a free idea.
I think I'm going through the list in my head. Luke Weaver, I think, maybe has agreed to it with the Yankees.
Maybe.
So I got some work to do. There's 40 games left. Okay. But I think I can do it. I know that the guys in San Diego, when the show out there, Ben and Woods, when they found out about it, they tried getting Mike Schilt to do it. They're like, oh, that's a great idea. We're going to have Mike Schilt, who comes on our show, get a Ben and Woods tattoo. Mike Schilt wasn't going to do that.
No, he's not going to
do that. Baseball isn't boring or nothing.
Because I like you guys have a great logo. You got like the seams of the baseball. I see a lot of guys, especially the guys that have a million tattoos. What's another one?
Should we start doing this?
Patriots keep tattoos.
Patriots Monday and Friday.
You think Hunter Henry will do it?
Yeah. Can you ask Hunter Henry if he'll get a Baseballs and Boring tattoo?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We'll
put that in there.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's going to show up on a Patriots Monday first. But we can do that. So, Bradfo, we were talking about the Red Sox and their offense yesterday. I go, hey, I think this offense is legit. I think it's not going to disappear in October against good pitching. And then they come out last night and they do nothing. Cora's begging for a balk to get a run home in the middle of the game. So how much can we count on the offense? Because I hear this often. The runs will come in bunch, just like they did on this road trip. I think they outscored their opponents on the road trip, but most of the runs were clustered 14 in one game. How legitimate do you think the offense is?
I think it's legitimate, but the problem is that, you know, you've had some downturns against the type of pitchers you're going to face in the postseason. And I mean, last night was a perfect example of that. Yeah, you can put up runs against whoever. I mean, the mediocre guys. But when the rubber meets the road and you have to go up against those Philly starters or Hunter Brown or someone like that, are you going to be able to function? And they have at times, but I think that's sort of the shot across their bow a little bit. You know, what is that going to look like? I'll tell you another concern, too, that no one really talks about because everyone obsesses how good they are at home. I think they have one series win against a team over 500 on the road. And, like, that's something that you got to fix. I mean, they don't have a whole lot of opportunities. Their schedule, I think, is, as our good friend Gordo points out, the seventh easiest schedule going forward. But still, like, you have to, okay, you go to Toronto at the end of September, it would behoove you to take that series. It would behoove you to take the series against the Yankees coming up at Yankee Stadium. So there's still some boxes to check off here with 40 games to go.
Yeah, the last time out for Crochet, Bayo, and Giolito, all down starts. Let's begin though with Crochet. His hit is the most innings he's ever pitched at the major league level this year. Do you look at the last one as you know, he was due for a bad game, or is there more to it?
Well, he had a mediocre one, and then he had a couple really good ones, and then he has this one. So I think you just got to ride this out. But I think the problem is that every single time there isn't a dominant outing or a really, really good outing, this conversation is going to come up, and it is what it is, man. Like, this is your lot in life. When you haven't pitched an entire year as a full-time starter, then people are going to say, well, what's it going to look like in August and September? And we aren't even talking about October. I mean, I always go back to a couple of years ago. Zach Gallen ended up with 240 innings. I mean, that's a lot. There's a lot of stuff that you had to do in October. And so I think that it's a fair conversation to have. Do I think he's going to take a downturn? No, I don't. That's just a hunch. But I think it's a fair conversation to have because he's never been in this world before. And here's the thing, too, is that if you are close and these are high-leveraged innings, that's a whole nother thing. So, yeah, I think it's something to keep an eye on. But right now, I'm not overly concerned about what you're going to see in Garrett Crochet in August and certainly early September.
Yeah, I agree. Overall, I think Crochet will be fine. I'm not really worried about him. The other two guys, though, that have been pretty nails all season, I'm not as confident in. So one of the reasons why we talked so much about that number two starter was to sort of push Bayo and Giolito down a spot. I don't know if you compare it at all to, like, Tanner Houck, Cutter Crawford from a year ago, where those guys were nasty for a while and then ultimately kind of regained their normal form. How do you feel and how do you think the team feels about relying on Bayo Giolito?
I think all of them are different. I don't think you can compare him to Houck because Houck, that was the first go-round in terms of being that guy. Giolito's been that guy. Giolito's been through seasons now. Whether or not you think he's going to be consistent and have that kind of consistent run he had before the last start, you know, okay, let's have that debate. You know, the thing with Giolito is that he has these bad ones and then goes on a run of good ones. But it's weird, guys, because I think with Bayo and Giolito, even when they were going good, and I've said this before, up until their last starts, since the end of June, there had been no other team with three starters with a 2.70 ERA or better in the entire major leagues. But even when they were going that run, there was this narrative of sort of waiting, like, are they good enough? Are they good enough? Are they good enough? You really need Joe Ryan, and you did need that other guy. But I don't know if it's because of Giolito and Bayo. And I just think that they have that cloud hanging over themselves with they haven't proven, they don't have the benefit of the doubt of the fan base. So that's why these starts coming up are important to get that benefit of the doubt back. And by the way, Joe Ryan, 3 starts since the trade deadline. Really, really good. Just maybe you can pivot away from the Rafael Devers updates and do the Joe Ryan.
Joe Ryan updates?
Oh, okay. The Joe Ryan update.
I don't mind that.
Okay, look, he's telling people to get tattoos. He's programming the radio show.
Let's go. Sandy Alcantara, not so good, by the way.
No. Hopefully that continues tomorrow.
Yeah, he should switch his name back to Alcantara. Which is what he should do. So I'm curious, Bradfo, you cover, as you said, all of baseball. We're very parochial here. We pay attention to what the Red Sox are doing and not much else. And, you know, I've noticed, and I think a lot of people have noticed, a bunch of blowups on the Red Sox this year. People yelling at base coaches, tip pitches, whatever else could be going on. Cora was asked about this yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. Why do teams seem so upset with the Red Sox specifically this year and some of their antics, actions, however you want to put that?
Yeah, I think that baseball is something where, you know, it's like a clubhouse. The clubhouse becomes like the narrative of a clubhouse. It becomes like phone tag or whatever you want to call it. They talk among themselves. People talk in baseball among themselves. They get narratives going. And when you heard the Scooble thing the other day, he mentioned the Red Sox, but I think he mentioned the Yankees too. I think this is how it works. And, you know, an example of this was Hector Neris, the guy for the Astros, who got into it with Kyle Hudson, right? The thing that people didn't realize about that was Neris was with the Angels when all that Tyler Anderson stuff, and they had that kerfuffle, which is the only way to phrase it, the kerfuffle pregame with the Angels. So it was already in his head. They had already, like, had that conversation. That goes to, you know, the Astros, and that goes to another team. Listen, I mean, what they're doing is what they're doing. And I said this before, you know, whether it's the base coaches or whether it's getting the start or looking the grips at second base, this is how baseball is. And I think Alex Cora said it yesterday where, it, unfortunately for him, it amps up because of what he did before. But in terms of stealing signs and all that, that is what it is. That's baseball. And that's staying in the coaching box. I don't even know why they have coaching boxes anymore. No one stays in the coaching boxes anymore. But the Red Sox clearly, whether you want to say they're good at it or they just do it, this is part of the deal, man, whether it's on the iPads or whether it's having some guy at second or whether it's having a base coach move, whatever it is. But I will say this, it's all legal. Like, it is all legal, but that's why people get upset, though. I mean, people can get upset, but it's legal.
Abraham Toro has really cooled off over the last couple of months. Do you think we see Christian Campbell back up and playing first base sooner rather than later?
I think they'll be really hesitant. Every time Campbell's name comes up, they seem really hesitant, like say, hey, listen, you know, we got to wait. I don't think as a first baseman he's there yet. He still has some work to do. He's been better offensively, certainly. But, I mean, make no mistake about it. I mean, they screwed up in how long it took to send that guy down. And I think because of it, you had to sort of build yourself. It took a while to build him back up. You're starting to build the guy back up. This is the long haul for Christian Campbell. This isn't necessarily like, hey, Yoan Moncada, come in and save our season as doing this in September. Nah, this is something different. And I don't think that right now he's at that place. And right now, you're right about Toro. He's hit the Dom Smith tipping point a little bit.
Yeah.
but I do think that he has shown just enough that it said, okay, well, we can ride this out for a little while longer.
Let me ask you about another potential call-up. You were on this show last week or the week prior even, talking about Peyton Tolley and David Sandlin and some of these names. What about Harrison? Is he under consideration to get called up, perhaps in place of the guy we saw last night, Walker Buehler?
I don't think so yet. They give Buehler a lot of rope here, like, and they'll say at like game like last night, oh well, it was good except for this. It was good except for this. The problem is that he does have some benefit of the doubt. He has that built-in benefit of the doubt. Now you get into September when the games mean the most. Then it becomes a different conversation. I will say this about Kyle Harrison. Like, I went and watched him. I saw him pitch in Worcester. And then I saw the results from him, I think it was yesterday. Like, he's an interesting guy. He is this fastball that really jumps at the end. Like, it's only 93, 94, 95. But he's become a really, really interesting guy. So to answer your question, I don't think there's anything, like, imminent about moving Buehler out, having Harrison put back in. But there's a lot of things that are happening right now and will happen or not happen in the next 2 weeks that will change at the end of September. And I use the Eovaldi example in 2018. Remember that, guys. He comes in, he's traded for, he has two outings where he doesn't give up a run, and then he's horrific for about a month. And everyone's like, he's not going to make the postseason roster. And then by the end, September rolls around. Okay, you can make the postseason roster. Okay, you can be a legend. Okay, you can get a huge contract. Things change in a hurry or a lot in the next month and a half.
I got a lineup question for you. And
I know,
you're going to like this. Well, teams obviously look at their lineups differently. I mean, you see Shohei Ohtani leads off for the Dodgers, one of the best home run hitters, one of the best pure hitters in all of baseball. He's a leadoff hitter now, maybe not a prototypical leadoff hitter. Jarren Duran was an elite leadoff hitter a year ago, hasn't been as good this year, so they move him down to three. Roman Anthony has been the leadoff hitter now for a while. Do you expect that to sort of continue? Anthony one, Duran three, and then does Roman Anthony like long-term project as a leadoff guy?
You know what jumped to mind when you were talking? What was it, Joe Mazzulla saying this, or someone said, there's no, oh no, it was Rick Pitino, said, there's no longer point guards in basketball. Point guards no longer exist.
Right.
And I feel like that's sort of along the lines of leadoff hitters, where he's like, you have to be fast and you have to be this guy or whatever it is. Hey, it's a results business. It has been a results business. Roman Anthony's numbers in the leadoff spot are crazy good. Jarren Duran's numbers in the number three spot are crazy good. And in this day and age of baseball, what's happening, like we talk about, oh, well, the best hitter is the number three hitter. No. The best hitter usually, honestly, two years ago, it was the number two hitter.
Right.
Right now, it's trending to the number one hitter. It's like, it's weird how that's happening. We've seen it with Ohtani. So that's how it is. The number three hitter is no longer that guy. Certainly the number four guy is no longer that guy. So,
but what's the logic for that? Because I get number two. I get. That's been going around for years. But leadoff hitter, I feel like you're guaranteeing his first at bat with nobody on base. I feel like, especially for a power guy.
It's just as simple as getting him more bats over the course of a year. Yeah, right?
But I want him up with more guys on.
Yeah. I know, but you hit the nail on the head. I think it's just getting him up one more time. All right. That's it. Because ultimately what they'll say is that, well, you only have to do it without guys on base one time, right? And then you're probably going to have somebody on base and you get the guy the extra at bat.
But I'd be curious, and this is, I mean, I'm sure Breslow and some of his computers know the answer to this, but if everybody played every game, how many more at bats does the leadoff hitter get than the number two hitter? Right, especially if the number one hitter gets on base at a decent clip, I'm feeling like the number two hitter is getting up all the time too. So I don't know.
I like that, though. I'm going to put the baseballs and boring analytics department on that.
Get them on the case.
Yeah. Get the
hamsters. If I get that to you, will you get a tattoo?
Hell yeah.
I knew he was going to ask one of them before we got out here. I was happy it was you.
If you make the fake tattoos, my daughter will be covered in them. Head to toe. So.
He is Rob Bradford. Joins us every Thursday at 11:30. You can check him out on the Odyssey app, Baseball Isn't Boring, the podcast. Get your tattoos at your local tattoo parlor. And Bradford, we'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you Tuesday, Bradford. You're in Tuesday.
Right.
In person, it's going to be a great time, and it's going to be a great couple of days, obviously. You guys do such a great job. So appreciate everything, guys. I'll talk to you then.
Yeah, so good point, Keith. It's going to be Tuesday at 10:30 with Bradford next week, live from Fenway Park.
Very good.
For the Jimmy Fund Telethon. So thanks to Brad Foe for switching up his schedule and doing that for us next week. 617-779-7937. We'll get back to your...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For feedback, we also saw, and I don't know, this has been a little under-discussed, under-reported. You kind of had to seek this out on your own. But Taylor Swift did make an appearance on the New Heights podcast. That finally happened.
Is that her podcast debut?
That is her podcast
debut. She skipped
hashtag
dork and went right to New Heights.
We got some thoughts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.